What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they got no mamas. I think the whole world is addicted to the drama. Only attracted to the things that bring you trauma. Overseas, that we try to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living. In the USA, the big CIA. The Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And discriminate only generates hate. When you hate and you're bound to get irate. Yeah, Ben is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how it operates. Gotta have love just to set it straight. Cause your mind meditate, the soul gravitate to the love, y'all. And people killing, people dying, cheering and hurling, hearing and crying. Can you practice what you preach? Would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. People got me questioning. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? The love? It just ain't the same. Always a change. New days are strange. Is the world the same? If love and peace is strong, why are there a piece of love don't belong? Nation dropping bombs, a chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones. The ongoing suffering, so at youth and young, so ask yourself, is the love really gone? So ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we're living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of the distance, respecting each other, deny thy brother of what's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's what's under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. So it's with love, y'all. Come on, I don't know what's truth, y'all. Come on, I don't sing it. People killing, people killing, people dying, cheering and hurting, hearing and crying. Can you practice what you preach? Would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. People got me questioning. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? The love? See ya. I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, y'all, people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness, God's following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Affecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids act like what they see in the cinema. Yo, whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding, leading lives away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. I gotta keep my faith alive so love is found. People killing, people dying, cheering and hurting, hearing and crying. Can you practice what you preach? Would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. People got me questioning. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? The love. What's that? Where's the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
So he skipped one part. Then at the very end, there's only one world. And there's something wrong with it. There's only one world. And there's something wrong with it. Where's the love? And as we are are sitting at the door of this first Sunday of the Lenten season, I think it's a very good time for us to focus on the love of God again. Because Jesus showed us the way of love. Jesus descended all the way down so that the rest of us can get up. And He changes our heart and He changes our hurts. So that we can share His love and we can change this hurting world. Amen? So again, I want to ask you, what does love mean? You know, there's a very famous in the passage in the Bible, and I'm sure everybody knows it right away. Guys, what's the love passage in the Bible? Anybody? Everybody? 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, I thought about it, and I don't believe I have ever actually heard a message on this chapter. When did you hear about this chapter? So we actually have a couple that is going to be getting married in a few weeks. Lumiko, can you raise your hand? And DJ, But actually, 1 Corinthians 13 is not for marriage couples. It's for the church. It's important to read passages within their textual context. Paul is teaching about love in the church. He's talking about it right in this few chapters where he's talking about the spiritual gift.
And the
spiritual gift is very similar to the fruit of the Spirit. A little bit different, but very similar. And in chapter 12 and chapter 14, he's talking about the spiritual gift. And in chapter 12, he talks about that the church needs to be working together in unity. It talks about the church being like a body. And you know, your body is connected, right? And you know, the parts work together. So, if you know, one part of your body hurt, it actually affects the rest of your body because it's all connected. And Paul in chapter 12 is saying that the church should be like that. And then in chapter 14, he talks about building each other up, about encouraging each other. So the words in the chapters are different. In chapter 13, he says love, agape, more than at least 10 times. In 12 and 14, he hardly uses the word agape.
But the concepts are the
same. So before we look at this chapter 13, I want to look at what Paul talks about. What is opposed to a healthy, loving community? Because that's the background of this chapter 13.
健康な愛のない教会どういうことだについてパウロが書いているんですけど、本当に何が愛、そして一健康な教会と対しているか、それに問題を投げかけているかということを見たいと思うんですね。
One thing is an enslaved view of yourself.
自分自身がどんどん大きくなって人間もう自己中心になってきていくとします。それが一つです。
Pride、
ね、プライド、自負心ですね。
Another thing would be valuing knowledge more than being concerned for the weak in the community.
他の知識が重要になっていってね、あの周りの人の弱さとか貧しい人とかそういうことの思いがどんどんどんどん小さくなって、その価値が下がってしまう。
It's not that knowledge is bad, but
知識というのは悪いことなんですね。
Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
が多くなってしまって、でもそれが知識は頭の中でいっぱいになってですね、でも本当に人々を高めるのは愛だとパウロは言って
る。 Jealousy over status.
本当に嫉妬、あの人がいい、地位にあるとか言って私たちは嫉妬してしまうの。そうじゃないんですね。
Maybe somebody's sitting there week after week and thinking we could do a lot better than Barb and Mom.
あいつらより俺は説教うまいとかね、絶対思う人がたまにいるかもしれないね。やっぱり私たちはそういうような思いが絶対あるわけです。
I can rap ten times better than Steven.
Oh, you rap ten times better than Steven.
Show me.
Show me, y'all. I'm not going to lose track of it. The contract. Well, you know, it's not that we are better than anybody else. It's just not your first. But jealousy over status,
it tears apart a
community. And Paul teaches us in chapter 12 and chapter 14 that these gifts of the Spirit are for
教会のためだ。聖の賜物は教会のためだ。それはこの教会を健全に保つために与えられとパウロですね。私の賜物、私のギフトはそれはコミュニティ、みんなの教会のためのためですね。
聖
な
る
タレントはそのそれぞれに使われた共同体の
神様の
それはそれはみんな共同体、キリストの体のためじゃないんだ。
マーティン・ルーカス、全ての人の準備ですが、みんな
それは他の人のため、共同立ち上げたというんですね。
アメン。
アメンか。 神様が与えられる言葉というふうにパウロは。
So even if I have this amazing new language by a miracle, but have not love, I am a noising gong or a clanging cymbal.
ね、そういうものだ。やかましい乳八だという。愛がなければ意味ないです。
If I have prophetic power,
私たちもし予言をできるような力があったとしても、
and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, 天
使のような知識があったとしても、
and if I have all faith.So as to remove
mountains.
But have not love.
愛がなければ
I am nothing.
意味がない、虚しいっていうんですね。
If I give away all that I have.
自分の持っているのは全てを他の人には分け与えたとしても。
And if I deliver my body to be burned.
自分の肉体をもう本当に焼いてもいいというふうにそれを明け渡すとしても。
Kind of this weird custom that they had a long time ago. But have not love. I gain.
Nothing. Are you going to read the whole chapter? Yeah, I want to see. But can you put it? I think it was, though. Okay. 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 Just keep it. Okay. 読みます。たとえ人々の威厳、天使たちの威厳を語ろうとも愛がなければ私たちは騒がしいドラ、やかましいシンバル。たとえ予言する賜物を持ち、あらゆる神父とあらゆる知識についていようとも、たとえ山を浮かすことの完全な信仰を持っていようとも愛がなければ無に等しい。全財産を祭り人々にために使い尽くそうとも、心として我が身を地に引き渡そうとも、愛がなければ私には何の益もないって言うんですね。
So Paul continues like this.
パウロこのように続きます。
Love is long suffering.
愛は忍耐強い。愛はな
す。It can be after the don't read it with me. Either way, one again. Love is long suffering and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful.It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
愛は忍耐強い、愛は情け深い、妬まない、愛は自慢せず高ぶらない、礼を失せず自分の利益を求めず苛立たず、恨みをいただかない、不義を喜ばず、真実を喜ぶ、すべてを忍び、すべてを信じ、すべてを望み、すべてに耐える。
I want you to notice that love begins and ends with endurance.
愛は、ね、忍耐で始まって忍耐で終わってるんですね。
Paul actually uses a different word, a different Greek word as well. In the beginning it says long suffering or patience, and it ends with endures all things.
全てに耐えるというふうにね、耐えるっていう言葉でこの愛が始まって終わってるんですね。
Why?
なんででしょうね。
Why does love begin?And end with endurance. Well, in chapter 12, I would really love you to go home and read it when you get home today. He just finished talking about how different we all are. He compared the members of the church to parts of our body.Is a metaphor, and just to show how different each person is. Anybody ever notice that people are different? Okay, there's three people. Okay, that's why we have the kids. They always raise their hand. But do you know what? I don't think we realize just how.Different we all are.
でもですね、実際に本当に私たちはお互いが違うんだということを理解してはいないんですね。
Let's just continue Paul's metaphor for a minute.
パウロの、例えばちょっと見てみたいんですけども、
How are a hand
私たちの手は
and an eye
目は
going to get along?
どうやったら、ね、仲間になるんでしょうかね。
A hand wants to touch everything.
手は何かを触りたくなりますし、
A hand wants to put nice.Delicious smelling chamomile cream on. And an eye wants to have a good look. Or maybe an eye just wants to close. And have a rest. The second word that Paul says in this chapter is love is long-suffering and kind. These two words actually go together, and I want to look them for a minute.
これは情け深いと言いますけど、違う言葉で言えば、愛は苦難と親切、寛容というようなね。
These actually tell us the two most important characteristics of God, our Father in heaven.
これは愛の2つの性格を表してですね。そう、愛は苦難と、そして親切寛容だと。
Because in so many ways, God is long suffering with me.
神様が私たちを。
With me.
神様は本当に私たちを我慢して、本当に忍耐してくださってますね。どうでしょうか。
God, when I deserve wrath, God forgives me, and He forgives me, and I might do something different, or I might do something the same, and He forgives me again.
私が本当に違ったことをして、でもそのたびに神様は私が神様を戻すときに許して、許してくださいますね。
And then, though I deserve His wrath, He gives me His kindness.
He
gives me His grace. grace.
神様は私たちに憐れみを、私に憐れみを与えてください。神様は私たちに善意を与えてください。
He gives me his mercy.
憐れみを私たちにくださいですね。
Nothing shows me the long suffering and the kindness of God like the cross of Jesus Christ.
イエス様の十字架以上に示すことはないと思うんです。そこに私たちはイエス神様の愛を見ますね。
But we are supposed to reflect
でも私たちは
character of God.
神様の性格を反射するために送られているんですけど、どうでし
ょうか。パウロはお互
いを愛しなさいと私たちに決めていますね。
So little by little, from glory to glory, God changes us. And He sanctifies us so we become more and more like Him. Because long suffering and being kind are how God's people are supposed to act.
それは私たち神の子たちがするべき行いなんです、ね。
Love is an action. It's not just some kind of gushy emotion. Love is an action.
愛はですね、なんか気持ちいいとかいいって言って、本当にそれは愛は実践であるべきなんです。
Love is a choice.
私たちの選択であるべきなんです、ね。
Jesus chose the cross.
イエス様は十字架を選ばれましたね。
Jesus
chose
to submit his will to God and die for you and for me on the cross.
イエス様はそれ選択して愛の選択をなされたわけです。それを覚えましょう。
Let me ask you a question. What do you think it would mean?If I said, I love mom.
皆さん、もし私がですね、私は数学者を愛してますって言ったら、皆さん
は
どう思いますか?
How would you determine if that were true or not? If you were going to interview me, what would you ask me?
どうしたらそれを本当に愛してるか?
What would you ask me? We're kind of getting a little bit late, so I'm not going to really take questions, even though I was kind of wanting to. But I think that if I loved mom,
もしも私が夫を愛したとしたら、
then I would be giving him as best as I could, providing his needs, and also providing when I can his desires. You see us here every week. And often, I ask you to pray for us. I say, please pray for us. Because not only are we married, and not only does Mom have to live with me, and believe me, it is not easy to live with me, but now he has to work with me. Now we are pastoring this church together.
皆さんともに立ち上げているわけですから。
And it's not just my husband is a pastor.
ただの夫や牧師だけではなくて、
but we are doing this shepherding this church, this community together. And sometimes Moss gets tired.
たまに私は疲れるんですね。
And he wants to slow down.
で、私はこうゆっくりしたよ、一生休もうよって。
And he says he doesn't want to live constantly on the alert.
で、私は、夫はいつもね、なんか救急車みたいに行くのが嫌だって言うんですね。
He needs rest.
もう休息、ゆっくりがいい。
And he actually says to me, if I can't rest in my own home, where can I rest?
もし私自分の家で休めなかったら一体どこで休むのって言われたりします。
So I have told you, I'm sure all the women know that women were created as an answer.
女性は創造的ですね。そして、
Remember that day when I said that? You see everybody smiling. The men look a little bit.
神様のために答えとしてね、イエス様は、あ、神様は女性を
与えてくれました。女性は、be man's answer.
男性の答えとして作られたというんですね。
But I have to ask myself, am I more his answer or am I part of the problem?
彼に答えなのか、それとも彼の問題を私が与えるのか、どっちかと思ってるんですね。
I really think it's God's sense of humor.
神様は不思議な、ね、ユーモアだと思うんですけど、ね。
That he puts people that are totally different together.
And
you know, I'm not really sure, but I think he looks and he just says, let's see how this works.
どうだろうか、ちょっと見てみようなんて、神様は私たちのことを見てらっしゃるのかもしれません。
So, to tell you the honest truth, sometimes it's hard for me to understand Matt's slowness. For example, a few years ago, I was preaching at the chapel at our school. And Mark always helps me. I preach in Japanese, so he always helps me with Japanese. And I tried to finish early, but you know, sometimes I just can't. So I'm kind of finishing up late at night, and he goes to bed.
できるだけ早くしようとなかなか遅れてしまって、夫が寝る前にそれを片付けようとするんですが、なかなかできないんです
ね。So, get the picture, okay? He went to bed before me.
自分が終わる前に彼女は彼が寝ちゃったんですね。
I got up before him.
で彼のでも起きる前にもう起き上がって起きてるんですね。
Since it was late the night before, I didn't have time to take a bath, so I took a shower.
Okay.
That takes time.
シャワー結構時間かかりますよね。
I'm drying my hair.
髪の毛を乾かしながら。
The house is silent.
家の中は静かなんですね。
Matt is not up yet.
まだね、夫起きてないんですね。
And I'm drying my hair.
あの髪の毛を乾かしながら。
And I'm trying to be patient. That long suffering patient thing. I'm trying.
忍耐って努力してる
んですね。And I'm saying in my heart, if there was a fire, he would be moving.
もしも今日火事だったら絶対起きてないんだって。なんで起きないんだって思って頭の中で思ってますね。
And then I heard God say, "There's no fire." 火事も何も起こってないじゃない。神様、私。You don't have to live like there's a fire.
もういつもね、火事場にいるような、ね、生き方しなくて、もう火事はないんだから平気だよって神様、私に言ってました。
It was like a revelation to me. I didn't know why he didn't live like there was no fire.
そんなにいつも救急って感じで生きなくていいんだと思った
のが初めてでしたね。 Because to tell you the truth, I always am living like I'm living in an emergency room.
いつもじゃないから聞かないように。いつもなんか ER の緊急の時に私は生きてた感じがしました。
Right, Stephen? I don't know what you're doing over here, but we just don't need you sitting anymore. Just go away. Amelie, he's worried about that. So, when my children were growing up, God protected them.
そして、ね、まあ、子供たちはですね、本当に神様が、まあ、守ってくださいましたね、なんとか。
If you mothers don't know this book, this is the most wonderful book in the world. It's called Listening to the Littlest by Bruce Reed. You guys know this book? It was published in 1984. If you're a mother, you need this book. It tells us how children see the world. And one of the poems is really easy for me to memorize. It goes like this.Hurry, hurry, hurry.
急げ。
Where are we hurrying to?
ねえ、お母さん、どこに急いで行くの?
And will we know when we get there?
で、そこに行ったら行く場所がわかるの?
着いたら気がつきますか?
着きますか?
We don't have to live like we're in an emergency room.
私たちは本当に救急のように生きる必要はないんですね。
But I praise God that through various situations, I am learning.
いろんなことを言いながら、今そういうことを私は学びつつありますね。
For example, right now we've been talking to you guys, we're planning for children's ministry at church.
例えば教会の子供たちの働きについて私たち今祈って備えてますけども。
And there are not so many people doing this planning and...Actually, half of them have said, "What's the rush?" Now, when I heard that or read that, I'm thinking, "Are they kidding?" The speed that this church moves makes a glacier look like it's feeding.
私はですね、まあ、この教会の動きを見ると、まるで氷河が早くなるようなね、それこそゆっくりだと思うんですね。私はゆっくりですから。
We don't move at all!
動かない。
There's no movement!
動きがないと思うときがあります。
Please pray for us.
お祈りくださいね。
But do you know what? It doesn't matter if we're going too fast or if we're going too slow. That is not the point.
そうですね。私たち注視しているのは、早く行くか遅く行くかは私たちの中心ではないんです。
The point is that they feel like we're rushing.
ね、他の人が急いでるなと思うとか思わないが大切なんです。
And God is telling me,
神様は私に、
you need to listen.、
ね、私は神様に聞くべきだということを今教えてくださってます。
You need to listen to their heart.
それぞれの心に聞くことの大切さを教えてください。
They feel like we're rushing.
ね、人々が私が急いでいるふうに感じるならば。
And then we need to pray. We need to communicate gently.
私たちのために祈って静かに話し合いをして。
And we need to seek the will of God.
本当に神様の御心を私たちは知る必要があるんですね。
Sometimes I can be very passionate.
ある時は私はこう熱を持って語ることが。
Has anybody ever noticed that?
ね、そのことわかりますね。私は静かで彼女は結構こうですよね。
I don't try to be passionate. I'm just.
これで残念ながらですね、これ私のこのままで自分に熱を持とうとなってもうこのままなんですね。このままアクセスとして、ね。
But in addition to my husband, God is also teaching me.
でも、まあ夫じゃなくて、
tone it down a little bit.
静かに落ち着け。落ち着けと神様も私に教えてください。
You have to tone it down a little bit. A lot of time I don't even realize that I'm moving quickly or that I'm passionate. I'm just in the zone.
早いとか、とかいろんなこと自分自身のことよく見えないこと
があります。Anybody run? Do we have any runners here?
走りますね。
Come on, Matt.Okay, you see, he's just being tired. If the adults won't raise their hand, if you're in the zone, you are running so fast and so well, but you don't feel like you're using any energy at all. But God is telling us.That we need to move as a community.
私たち本当に行くときに本当にコミュニティとして行く必要があります。
We need to understand each other, and perhaps that means long suffering.
そしたらそれはですね、いろんな苦難の伴うことになるかもしれない。
For some people, it's long suffering with people who are rushing.
ある人にとってはね、急いで人と共にいることだけが大変なことかもしれない。
And for others, it might be long suffering.With people who are moving, but when we become a community, and we relate to people with kindness, that becomes our choice. It's not just our feeling; it's our choice.
私たちのそれは感情ではなくて本当に私たちで選べることなんですね。
Love is not something we try.Love is something that we choose. Would you bow your heads in prayer with me? Father God, I just thank you for this community. And I thank you that there is forgiveness here. I thank you that there is love here.But God, we need to be changed so much more. And for that to happen, we need to know your love more. So Father God, I just pray that each and every single one of us would have a greater revelation of your love this morning. That it wouldn't be something that we just know with our head, but we actually experience, are overwhelmed, are even blown over by your amazing love. So Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would move in each of our hearts, sweep away the dust,Let your wind blow through and change the sky. change us to be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Take a few seconds to ask God what He's giving us today.
About
love. Gonna sing the chorus of Nothing But the Blood because it's so precious.
And all precious is the flow that makes me white as
no other fount.
No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.